Chapter 6. How to Survive an Intimate Relationship with a Passive-Aggressive Partner. Tension in any relationship is tough to deal with, especially if you have to deal with a passive-aggressive partner. And most people would agree that this kind of relationship is a recipe for disaster in the intimacy department. But things are not always as they might seem to the untrained mind. There are ways of dealing with the dramas that threaten an intimate relationship. But if you really want the intimacy to survive the storm, then you'll need to adapt to a new way of thinking. Instead of challenging your partner, you can fine-tune your listening skills until you can hear what's beneath the deception and the indirectness. Ultimately, this type of strategizing will improve your general awareness of your partner, allowing you to know what the triggers are for their behavior. Intimate relationships are sensitive due to their nature and the expectancy level of both lovers, which naturally adds strain to a dysfunctional relationship that is void or lacking in communication. Lovers should know this well, as an intimate night that is supposed to be full of romance is usually communicated by the loving couple without conversation, but instead subtle actions and gestures that are intended to speak volumes with energy and not with talk. While the same is true when dealing with your passive-aggressive partner, be subtle instead of becoming rowdy. Listen with your emotions and not just with your ears. Observe without making a scene. Study what you learn from your partner and don't try to use what you've learned against them, but instead, you can use your new knowledge to help support them. Practice new methods for communicating effectively, and always remind yourself of how much you love your partner, just to soften the emotional blows that they'll indirectly throw your way from time to time. Show no fear and don't back down. Be firm, but fair. Avoid all arguments with clear and to-the-point communication. Never mumbling your point across, but always being clear and concise, with much eye contact and a soft tone of voice, allowing enough time for a response from your partner. There is no point in talking over them, as this will provoke a harsh and negative response. Make mental notes of the best times to share your findings with your partner. There's no sense in trying to engage them with your observations if you perceive that it's a bad time for such discussions. You should know the majority of your partner's idiosyncrasies and which times are best to approach them for a meaningful conversation. The more you share your concerns in a lighthearted manner, the more you'll be able to engage in a healthier relationship that is open and fair. Many relationships fail due to poor communication, so it is most important to set this as a priority instead of arguing or challenging indirect behavior from a passive-aggressive partner. Always explain yourself with as little fluff as possible. If you want to be understood by your partner, then you have to be heard by them first, and this means accepting their faults. Yes, this is so very difficult to do, but without acceptance, there is no change. Well, not for the better, anyway. Remember that there is always a root cause for why a person is a passive-aggressive. You need to be calm enough to pace yourself in making a positive difference to your relationship, and it will get easier if you can maintain your efforts without getting too frustrated to the point of quitting.